Welcome to the Magic is You podcast, where we talk all about being the fullest expression of you and making the journey just as beautiful, if not more so, than the destination. It's time to say yes to desire. It's time to turn up your magic. The most powerful version of you is the fullest expression of you. Hey, hey, Michelle here with the Magic is You podcast. In this episode, I want to remind you of something I've talked about before, which is when you sit down at your computer to get work done, to work on your business, I don't want you to work. I want you to play. In that first pocket of time when you're most energized and you've practically just woken up, instead of using that optimal energy to look at your to-do list and turn into a robot just trying to get things done, instead, use that energy to take inspired action in your business. And that can look totally different every day. You'll find yourself working on things that you had no idea you'd work on, totally out of left field. You don't know how it relates to anything. You don't know how it's going to make money. But if you honor that, if you honor those inspired ideas that come to you, first and foremost, before bogging yourself down with, okay, I got to answer emails. Okay, I got to finish this project over here. Okay, I got to figure out how to do this technical thing. Before you bog yourself down with all of that, take that first pocket of time when you're at your computer to honor inspired action, to honor your intuition, to just do whatever you feel like doing. People who have implemented this advice always tell me they are blown away by how magical and productive they feel when they're operating from this approach. I can say that after months and months and months and months of doing this in my own business, it has always turned out that those things that I worked on out of that spirit of playful, intuitive energy always ended up making a lot of money, always ended up connecting the dots in my business's strategic, whatever, perfectly, always ended up being something I was so grateful to have put in place when I look back and I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm so glad I did this, I did that, because it all comes together perfectly in the bigger picture. But in the moment of doing it, you're going to be like, what am I doing? This doesn't make any sense. I need to do money generating activities or whatever the case may be. It is counterintuitive in the beginning, not counterintuitive to your actual intuition, but counterintuitive to the way you've been programmed, that doing something that feels totally just out of desire and out of playful energy could have anything to do with your business's bottom line. But I believe that when we do things from that energy, it does several things. So let's kind of run through them quickly. Number one is you will get so much more done in so much less time. This is the real key to getting more done with less effort. When you are taking inspired action, you enter into this flow state where you will just be on fire with pulling together what you need to get the thing done, connecting the dots in this magical way and knowing, oh, this will go good here, that will go good there. Like, you start to have this almost superpower energy about what you're working on. And that allows you to kind of take effort out of the equation and put in its place leverage. So you're able to see connections that you're not able to see when you're just in this mode of, okay, I need to get this done, I need to get that done. When you're taking inspired action, you're just like a genius. Like, you're able to apply this genius ability to whatever you're working on. And not only that, you're super excited, you are super in flow. And before you know it, 3 hours went by and it felt like 3 minutes. But not only that, you've accomplished probably what's worth 3 weeks worth of work in those 3 hours. So that's like the super magical thing. The only thing I'd recommend is maybe put on a Pomodoro timer so that every 20 minutes you take a break. Because if you're like me, yeah, 3 hours will go by and I'll realize, oh my gosh, I have not moved in 3 hours. So now I use this Pomodoro thing. I'll talk about it later because it's super cool. That reminds me to get up every 20 minutes and move my body and whatever. So that's been a really good addition, because otherwise I'm just completely in flow and I will blink and 5 hours will go by, 3 hours will go by. And that's not necessarily a good way to honor your body. So you want to make sure you're honoring your intuition and you're honoring your body. The other thing that happens when you are approaching your work in this way is you will, it's a very special thing. You will actually be healing at the same time. You'll be healing so many things that you didn't know needed to be healed. And one example is just the narrative, healing from the programming of you have to suffer in order to earn what you want. You have to put in the work, you have to put in the grit, you have to put in the grind. And that has done damage to us. That has weakened us. That has separated us from the truth of who we are. And it is going to continue to do damage to your psyche and to your body if you don't consciously reject this narrative. And by taking that initial pocket of your day at work to do whatever you feel like doing is you deconditioning yourself from this narrative. Because what you are proclaiming, it's kind of an act of revolution. What you're proclaiming is, I can do what genuinely fills me up and lights me up and makes me feel good and is coming from my intuition and coming from my desire, and that will make me money. That is so healing. That is countercultural. That is counter to so much of the damaging programming that we've grown up in society. So that's another very important thing that will happen. And I can tell you from my experience that working in this way has made me a lot of money. But you have to stay true to it. You can't be like, well, I tried it out and it really messed up my schedule. You have to, it's like a whole process of reorienting your way of working around prioritizing putting intuition first. Because in the beginning, it might feel a little bit clunky where it's like, oh my goodness, I spent all this time doing what my intuition wanted, and now I have no time left for emails and admin and da 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 da. So what's going to happen there is you have a choice. Either you say, this doesn't work, it just made my day more complicated. Or you say, this is part of me detoxing and decluttering the things that I thought I had to do that actually were getting in the way of me following my intuition. And so you'll start to see over time, it might take weeks, it might take months, but the fact is that you are worthy of the time it takes to reorient your life around honoring your self, your intuition, your body, your desires, so that it's not your intuition shouldn't have to compete with these other things on your schedule. These other things need to fall under it. And sometimes we have to completely unlearn what we've believe about getting things done in order to create that space for intuition. And I'm still working on it. I'm still working on how can I stay in my zone of genius more without that having a cascading effect on these other things that do need to get done. Like, yes, we need to answer emails. We need to get back to customers. We need to finish the, you know, niggly bits of the end of a project that are always hard to finish at the very end. Like, all those things need to get done. But I don't think, well, I guess the solution is I should just put these intuitive ideas on the back burner and just focus on what needs to get done. It's like, no, I have to look at how I can completely rethink the things that quote unquote need to get done in a way that does not compete with me being in my zone of genius, being in inspired action. So that is my tip for you today. And I hope that you not only try it out, but really give it a go. Because if you just dabble in it, like I said, well, hold on. I thought my recording stopped. If you're just dabbling in it, you're going to be like, oh, this doesn't really work. But if you're, because the thing is, if you are going to honor something, it can't be one foot in, one foot out. If this does sound good to you, you have to know first and foremost that you are worthy of the process of figuring it out, which is going to involve deep healing, deep inner work, self-introspection, unlearning things that you thought you had to unlearning things that you thought were the truth and the reality for maybe your whole life, deconditioning yourself, unprogramming yourself, and coming home to what you intuitively knew all along, which is, I can do what I want and be okay. I can do what I want and be successful. I can do what I want and thrive. Because if you look back over your life, you've received tons and tons of conditioning of, to be successful, you need to sacrifice. To be successful, you need to suffer. To be successful, you need to do all these things you hate doing. And to completely rewrite that script is going to take a lot more than just, well, maybe I'll try it out. So if you do want to jump in with both feet, I wish you all the best. I can say from personal experience that this has been one of the most powerful productivity hacks, quote unquote, in my business. And I know it'll help you as well. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to the Magic Is You podcast. If you would like to join our newsletter, please visit themagicisyou.org/newsletter. See you next time.